You can see here the doctor made two passes with a .9x80. The first pass was at 50-40. Second pass at 60-60. The doctor certainly could have made more passes on this, and this is something you can actually have a conversation with your physicians regarding. In this situation, because this was a CTO, we know the CTOs are harder to treat, and that even when we do treat them, they have a poor success rate. You could have offered suggestions to, you know, to make more passes. Certainly could have made four or five passes here, because every time we make a pass, we're debulking just a little bit more. But more importantly, we're modifying that lesion at the molecular level even more. But you can see that he actually got a very good result with just two passes. He decided not to place a stent, and we don't necessarily advocate no stent placement, but one of the advantages of doing ELCA is we do give the physicians more options. You can see here he did post-dilate with a 2.5 by 20 Maverick balloon at low pressure. He had no plaque shift to the diagonal. He then ballooned the diagonal with a 1.5 by 15 Maverick.